What is the vault? What is it all about? In a word, we want to protect our ability to propagate sound preaching all over the world. That's it. There is too much power in the hands of a few to control communication. All communication, really. But in particular, the ability to propagate truth. The ability to propagate the gospel. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness to all nations. And that is our guiding verse. We have a desire to see this gospel preached in all the world. And preaching has fallen on hard times. It's like Ezekiel 37, the Valley of Dry Bones. Ezekiel was commanded to prophesy to the bones. Yes, preach to the bones. Yes, preaching is important. But they still did not have life. There was no breath in them. Ezekiel was then commanded to prophesy to the wind, to speak to the wind. And that's a picture of prayer. It's prophesying to the wind. It's praying to the Lord of the wind. We're praying for a breath from heaven. And we believe it will come. Now, one of the things that we have here at the vault is a large map of the world on one of the walls that shows little pins all over the globe where people are listening to sermons in real time. It's a beautiful thing. And it's an exciting thing. You can see the map populate with all of these little dots showing people listening to sermons. You see the map zooming into a region and showing the sermon that they're listening to, zooming out and panning over to another region, somewhere obscure, some island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean or in the Far East or in Africa or in Europe. And you see all these pins lighting up on the globe where people are listening to sermons. It's beautiful. And I can't wait for you to see it. I can't wait for you to see this space that we're working so hard to get ready. We're about a month away from the official opening of this space. And we will do so at the Foundations Conference, December 8 and 9 in Greenville, South Carolina, on the campus of Bob Jones University. Pray with us and rejoice with us. Thank you.